Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up? Welcome.
Why am I wearing a coat? It's a cold, cold world out there, but we're going to bring the heat regardless. And we can't do that without our peoples from L.A. Heidi and Frank, how the hell y'all doing?
Oh, we're wonderful.
We're warm. We're nice.
Hot out here. My God.
Toasty.
Whatever.
Ooh. Now, Heidi, I have a question for you. Would you give up your dog or cat in order to become a princess?
Never. Never.
Well, no. Meghan Markle is. Well. And you know we're going to be talking about that Victoria's Secret fashion show that popped off last night. But first, Matt Lauer is out. And I heard you got all the details on that.
God. Oh, my God. Yep, Matt Lauer is out. You know, there's been a lot of sexual harassment reckoning in the workplace. And they fired Matt Lauer from the Today Show.
Oh,
I mean, he's been there for 20 years, Matt Lauer.
Yes.
He's like an icon in that industry.
Of course,
where it's like Matt,
he is.
You know Matt Lauer. Everybody knows his face.
I mean, he was there for so long. I mean, he started with hair.
Yeah, he did.
And he has no hair. I mean, that you know, you've been in place a while, right? Well, now, this morning, Savannah Guthrie, who is his co-host in the morning, and Hoda Kotb had to go live and break the news, and super uncomfortable. Take a look.
You know, for the moment, all we can say is that we are heartbroken. I'm heartbroken for Matt. He is my dear, dear friend and my partner, and he is beloved by many, many people here. And I'm heartbroken for the brave colleague who came forward to tell her story and any other women who have their own stories to tell. Mm-hmm. And we are grappling with a dilemma that so many people have faced these past few weeks. How do you reconcile your love for someone with the revelation that they have behaved badly? Mm-hmm. And I don't know the answer to that.
You know, Hoda looks so upset, she just might start drinking on the air.
So, according to the sources, the employee went to HR on Monday with evidence, and apparently that evidence was so compelling that they fired Matt Lauer last night. The incident allegedly happened at the 2014 Winter Olympics, but the woman said she had evidence that there may be other victims out there. So whatever she told HR at NBC, it was compelling enough for them to go, we're getting rid of him because this is, you know. So whether there's audio recording, video recording, or an admission.
Well, for somebody to hold on to that long, that's like the work version of the draw four card.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she could have blew the whistle like a long time ago. He's like,
exactly.
You know what? I'm gonna wait till you forgot about it too, and now bam, there you go.
Well, Katie Couric was on Watch What Happens Live back in 2013, and they asked her, you know, so what's Matt Lauer's most annoying quality? You've worked with him for 15 years, his most annoying thing that he does have it. And she goes, well, he pinches my butt a lot. And nobody grabbed on that back then.
Wow.
But now, looking back, it's like she didn't even think about the answer.
She
he pinches my butt a lot. So he's Mr. God. Fancy Hands.
You get your ass pinched, ladies, you throat punch immediately.
Elbow exactly.
No!
At this
That's
point, it's self-defense.
No.
Exactly.
What if I'm just squeezing by you on the train?
No!
No! No!
No! That's it. In the moment.
Well, there goes my at work mammogram business.
Switching gears, Gayle King went on Watch What Happened Live last night. And you know, honey, she can't go anywhere without someone asking or bringing up Oprah. Well, honey, a fan called in and asked what her favorite gift is that she's ever received from her BFF. Here's what she's saying.
Right.
Favorite thing would be after I had my second baby and they're, you know, 11 months apart where you say to the doctor, I thought this diaphragm was supposed to work. She gifted me a live-in nanny.
Well, that's a good... that's good.
That was ridiculous.
Why?
That's probably what caused a divorce.
What?
Because, yes, I mean, think about it, how do you know...
No, that caused Ben Affleck's divorce.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger's divorce.
She was just a housekeeper.
No.
So, Heidi, what was your favorite gift you received from Frank?
He gave me a nice chandelier once.
Oh.
I did give her a chandelier.
I mean, it was a re-gift, but it's fine. It was great.
A re-gift?
No one gave me the chandelier. I bought myself a new light fixture because I'm not really a chandelier type guy. But I took it off and I was like, hey, how do you want this thing?
You know you were swinging from that chandelier, Frank.
I broke it.
So he gave it to me and I had to fix it and then put it
up.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was a good one.
That is the most L.A. conversation ever. Like, right, yo, right. I don't even know where to go buy a chandelier out here.
I do.
And the best thing Heidi ever gave me happened in the back of a limo. We were both drunk.
Oh.
I have no memory. No memory.
Can I even say that now in this day and age? Can I even imply that I got that in the back of a limo?
I'm taking you to HR after we finish this show.
Take me to HJ.
You're making things worse for yourself.
I am making things worse for myself. Yeah. I'm so fired.
Well, moving on, you guys, the results are in. Despite having a month left, Instagram has announced its most liked celebrity pics of 2017. And the number one spot goes to, drum roll, please, Beyonce's pregnancy announcement.
Right.
Really? That is right. It has 11.2 million likes.
Really?
Yes, Gary. And Cristiano Ronaldo's latest birth announcement comes in at the number two spot with 11 million. And Selena Gomez's kidney transplant pic with her best friend takes the number three spot with 10.3 million.
So people like to see births and, like, people going through things.
Yes.
You're right. Yes.
Well, y'all, here's the crazy thing. Beyonce, Cristiano, and Selena take up all the spots in the top 10.
Really?
Yes, all of them.
I want somebody to come through with an upset. We still have the rest of the month. I want somebody to come through and take the top spot, which is some avant-garde. Dustin Diamond, we're counting on you.
Ew.
Come on, Screech.
Now that Meghan Markle is engaged to marry Prince Harry, arrangements are being made for her big move to the UK, but unfortunately, somebody very close to her is going to have to stay behind, and that is her dog.
No.
Why?
A spokesperson for Kensington Palace confirmed that Meghan's beagle, Guy, is already living with her and Prince Harry, while her Labrador Shepherd mix, Bogart, is going to permanently reside in North America with friends. The spokesperson explained that it takes a toll on an animal to travel that far, plus it's a very long time, I guess, in quarantine things
right.
like that.
6 months, I think.
To get it approved, to even be there. And so they say it's in the animal's best interest to stay.
You know, stay. Here's what I think should happen. Why don't you come to America, Harry? Why don't you come live here? We can be royalty here. I'm not leaving my dog. So you're going to have to pull some strings.
He need to go pick up the dog himself on his damn plane or get over there, charter a plane, go get the dog, bring it back, talk to the people at the office and be like, look, this is my dog and it's coming with me. He knows she loves her dog.
She don't love him too damn much. She leaving it.
So, Brat, would you be able, you wouldn't be able to leave your dog to become a princess?
I would leave Gary.
Who's a princess?
I wouldn't leave my dog.
If I had a chance to be the future king of England, I'd make my crown out of my dog's bones.
Frank Kramer! Now, come on.
No.
Oh, my God. I work with the devil.
The dog's going to die in 10 years or less.
So's the queen. Who cares? She'll be gone. Bring the dog in. Still rules.
The queen.
So soon as the queen died, the dog gonna come through.
Exactly.
That's right.
Replace one bitch with another one.
Oh, man.
Well, y'all, last night, honey, was the 2017 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, which was filmed last week, baby, in Shanghai. And the biggest nightmare for a runway model is... it's falling, baby. And well, that happened, baby. The poor Miss Ming Shi.
I gotta
all right, Miss Ming Shi, bitch. You better get up.
Oh, bless her heart.
Baby, they put that bonsai tree on the back of your
since you made it top heavy, it's hard to walk a tree on your head.
She had the balance of a newborn goat. Like, it was real struggling.
We needed Mr. Miyagi back there trimming that little bit so he could even me out so I could make my way.
She told all her friends, bitch, watch me walk.
Great Fall of China.
Great Fall of China.
Coming up, do you think John Mayer may be the best lover? Well, John Mayer thinks so. We'll tell you all about it next. Welcome back to Dish Nation!
What up?
Hey! And as we told you earlier, Selena Gomez has a very successful Instagram account, but one person who isn't liking her photos is The Weeknd.
He's a bitch.
Whoa!
Gary!
Yes, I said it.
Man. Well, on the follow-up of that, The Weeknd has unfollowed Selena and has deleted all of her photos on social media.
I mean, well, do you just walk around just liking your ex's photos anyway? Like, you know, it's just a weird social norm that people just don't do.
Yeah, you don't have to, but you don't have to show that you're bitter and stop liking them.
And he got queen tendencies because my thing, what man, honey, go just delete all his doggone woman pictures? If she didn't delete them, honey, that means she's the bigger person.
But if you broke up with somebody, do you delete their pictures out of your phone?
No, because that's my good pictures, honey.
That's his good pictures, okay. Honey. Meanwhile, Selena has kept all of her photos with The Weeknd on her Instagram. The last photo she has of them together is from September 5th.
And it's interesting because it's usually the women who delete all history of ex-boyfriends off of their social media timeline.
Right. We are the petty ones. We do that.
Yeah, I think it tells a lot of your upbringing. She was brought up right.
Okay.
So she came in a good way. The Weeknd probably was poor, and he just...
I want you to write his biography.
Wow.
I'm so interested to see what your slant or just The Weeknd's whole existence is.
He actually, I think he worked at Target before he got noticed.
See, he was poor.
Just because he worked at Target doesn't mean he was poor.
Well, Headcrack worked there, too.
He used to work at Wendy's, you bastard.
But that was different.
There's the beef.
Right?
Jennifer Lawrence, she's revealing what came between her and Darren Aronofsky. You know what it was, y'all?
What?
Bad movie reviews.
What?
We'd be on the tour together. I'd come back to the hotel, and the last thing I want to talk about or think about is a movie.
Uh-huh.
He comes back from the tour.
That's all he wants to talk
about. And I get it. It's his baby. He wrote it.
Yeah.
He conceived it. He directed it. So
yeah.
You're not going to do it, because if I read it, I start getting defensive, especially because, like, it's my man, and, you know, like, I'll start. And I don't want to sound like in an interview that I'm defending what we're doing in any way. Like, and if I read a negative review, I just feel defensive.
That makes sense.
But it's tough to defend people when you know, like, they're wrong.
If I'm in a relationship, I'm going to defend to the death, okay?
You sure do.
No matter how right or wrong your person is.
No matter how right or wrong, I will pull that to the side and be like, now, you know you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I ride for you, and I'm going to go back out there and be like, you ain't finna do him like that. He right.
He didn't steal an item. He was just borrowing it. He was going to bring it back later.
Right. Then I'll be in the back to him. Could we please pay for this item?
All right, y'all. Well, maybe John Mayer's honey body is his own wonderland. Now, he visited Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live. And you know what? Andy had his shady baby dancing bear ask John a question about his love life.
Katy Perry said you were the best lover she's ever had. Who was the best lover you've ever had?
What's the way out of this? I have been my best lover so far.
Thank you very much, John Mayer. Thanks, Shady Dancing Bear.
I mean, that was the safest thing John Mayer could say.
Yeah.
Because, like, if he would have threw someone's name out there, all of a sudden they back in the news again, and then other people might be reluctant to, like, do the deed with him in the future, thinking they might not be the one.
Was he with Jennifer?
He was with Jessica Simpson for a while.
Wasn't he with Brad's Jennifer Aniston for a minute? And Jennifer Love Hewitt. Mm-hmm. That's why he don't want to say. He dated Taylor Swift too, right?
He did.
I mean, he has been strumming the pains with his fingers. Well, speaking of lovers, why don't you give yours the perfect gift this holiday season with our brand new Dish Gear? Head over to dishnation.com/dishgear to get shirts, hats, mugs, and more. With these new items, you can't help but slay all day, baby.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Yesterday, a lot of people were celebrating the Grammy nomination.
Yes!
There's one person who was not Little Mad. He was Big Mad.
Big Mad.
That's rapper Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
Now, A Tribe Called Quest got 0 nominations for their last album, We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service. And it was released months after Fife Dawg passed.
Right.
It was a solid body of work.
Right.
But no, y'all got it wrong. And Q-Tip felt that way, too. He went on a not one, but not two, not three, not four, but a 5-video rant on Instagram.
Ooh.
And some of the highlights.
Listen, man. Y'all Grammy y'all. We close y'all show.
and we don't get no nominations. Respect to everybody who's nominated and all that, but whatever, I'm speaking for mine. Sick of y'all Grammy, man. Yes, I'm hot. Get off my lawn, whatever.
Thank you, Q-Tip. Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
Yeah,
because I feel like Tribe Called Quest has delivered some of the best albums that the genre has ever produced.
Facts.
And they've never won a Grammy.
Facts.
Yeah, but I mean, my thing is, and I understand all that, but you're working for a Grammy, get your damn Soul Train Award or a BET Award or a TV One Award and be happy.
The Grammys are like the Super Bowl of music.
Yeah, yeah, well.
And people who are in the business, Brad, you've actually been nominated, right?
Yeah, twice. Two or three times.
So you know how it is. Like, it's not the best people don't always win and the best people don't always get nominated either. It just depends who decides they want to vote that year.
Yeah, right. But
somebody will sleep at the wheel.
But do your damn music for just good music so people can love your music. Don't do your music to look for accolades because you're not going to always be awarded.
In the beginning, you don't do your music for accolades, but it's nice to get appreciated and to receive those accolades.
Well, you got to appreciate when I bought your damn album. That's
well, a good appreciation. I'm sure they did appreciate that. Anyway, ladies. Gary. Damn. Ladies, have you ever wanted to scientifically measure your man's performance in the sack? Well, baby, now you can. A company in the UK has designed the world's first smart condom called the Icon, which uses nanochip technology to measure performance.
Ooh.
And it measures calories burnt during sexual intercourse, total number of thrusts, speed of thrust, velocity of thrust, total duration of sessions, girth measurement, different positions used, and average skin temperature.
All right, bitch. I love that, honey.
Yes, the Icon key for that, honey.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
The total duration of sessions. So, what's that mean?
Like, the amount of time, like, you know, each sexual encounter happened.
Oh, that's cute.
So, Brad, so if a dude showed up with this at your crib...
I don't care about the number of thrusts as long as I'm thrustified. You know what I'm saying?
All right, y'all. Coming up, honey, forget Babies R Us, honey. Target and Amazon is all about the new baby registry, honey, from Domino's Pizza, bitch.
Uh-huh.
And we'll tell you all about it next.
Domino's Pizza is launching a baby registry. Yes, for all you parents out there looking for some comfort food, Domino's has you covered.
What does that mean? A baby registry?
Yeah, exactly what you thought it meant. They have different pizza packages for parents who just had babies. It's a baby registry.
Oh.
So they got the daddy's babysitting, or a.k.a. mama's night out, and hormonal and hangry pizza.
Oh, okay. Now I got what you're doing.
Yeah, pizza packages. There's also food-related clothing like children's pizza pants.
I feel like right now you're screwing with me. Is this a thing? Are you messing
This does sound like fake news.
What the hell?
It's real. And they also have pepperoni pizza moccasins, because who doesn't want those?
I don't!
And they're even pizza-themed party supplies, like invitations, pizza wrapping paper, and diaper pizza. Which doesn't sound so much like Domino's as it sounds like Poo Poo John's.
When you first said this, that Domino's is launching a baby registry, I thought it was for people like me who wanted to feel like they had a food baby. Where I'm like, yeah, and they're like, how far along? And I'm like, no, I said pizza. Like half an hour ago. That's how far along I am in my food baby.
Yeah, we're expecting in 30 minutes or less.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.